Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the conference call on the DSM 2014 Q1 results. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Herman Vincent. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this conference call on the Q1 2014 results we published earlier this morning. Sitting here with me is Mr. Rolf-Dieter Schwalb, Chief Financial Officer and member of the DSM Managing Board. He will elaborate on the announcement and, after that, answer your questions. This call will last 30 minutes. As a reminder, I am obliged to say that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to direct you to the disclaimers about forward-looking statements as published in the press release. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rolf-Dieter Schwalb. Rolf-Dieter, please go ahead.
Thank you, Herman. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. Earlier today, we reported the first quarter results of 2014. We delivered results in line with expectations, both our own expectations and also in line with the market consensus. EBITDA from continuing operations amounted to 272 million euro, compared to 301 million in the same quarter last year. This performance was delivered against significant adverse foreign exchange rates. Of the 29 million euro difference with Q1 2013, 23 million roughly was due to currencies. As expected, Nutrition experienced in Q1 the continued impact of the market headwinds, which also affected quarter four 2013. We are pleased to report that market conditions in Nutrition began to show some signs of improvement by the end of the quarter. Our performance in quarter one demonstrates DSM's strength in Nutrition, owing to our highly integrated and global business model benefiting from the structural megatrends of health and wellness. Material Sciences was impacted by lower results in caprolactam. In Performance Materials, all business groups delivered good volume growth. We also see a more positive momentum in a number of Performance Materials end markets. Our outlook is unchanged, anticipating EBITDA improvements over the coming quarters. For 2014, DSM takes a prudent approach, assuming the unfavorable January 2014 foreign exchange rates are maintained for the year. Furthermore, DSM assumes a continued challenging macroeconomic environment with low growth in Europe, modest growth in the United States, and a slowdown in high-growth economies. Based on this, DSM targets for 2014 to improve its business performance to at least offset the negative currency impact of 70 million euro at January exchange rates. With that, I would like to hand it over for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. If you have any question, please press star one. Star one for questions. First question, Mr. Rutger Dirksen on behalf of A&P. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. To begin with, the target to offset the negative currency impact, when do you expect to be on your way or to achieve the bulk of that target?
Well, the negative currency impacts, of course, they affect the whole year from various angles. In the quarter one, basically, we had the headwinds still coming from Nutrition in quarter four, which impacted quarter one as we expected and also the market expected, so no surprise. As the Nutrition business is expected to improve in the coming quarters, especially in the second half year, then you will also see that the most likely the currencies, let's hope that they don't get worse, by the way, that we will come to that point which you were looking for.
All right. Another question is there any news on China's Arland, your talks with them?
You know the answer I will give. No news. On projects like that, we will only say something when something is done, or like we had to do it a couple of weeks ago when there was a rumor which was correct. By Dutch law, we had to confirm the rumor in a press release. This is now in the open, and for the rest, you have to wait until something is done or if it doesn't happen, this announcement.
All right. Thank you very much.
For interim update.
Next question, Mr. Bart Koster, on behalf of Dow Jones. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. Can you elaborate a bit on the recent net debt position, please?
The net debt position obviously increased in Q1. This is quite typical, as we had it also in the last years, mainly because of working capital increases, which is also typical for quarter one. You could look back all of that. There's one big reason, which almost by definition comes every year. Working capital, as you know, is inventories, receivables, and payables. And the receivables end of March are always much higher than the receivables end of December, simply because of the business volume in March, and the billing and the invoicing is much bigger than in December, which is a relatively low month, so partly because of the holidays there. So this eats away most of the EBITDA, and therefore the net debt position always goes up in Q1.
Okay,
but
thank
it's
you.
Still fully in line with our rating, so it's the same, more or less the same as we had it a year ago.
Okay, thank you. And then another question is on the exchange rate developments. How do you foresee it for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I wish I knew. We can only take assumptions, but I don't think anybody can really foresee it. Of course, we can look at what banks estimate. There's also a bank market, financial market consensus on exchange rates. Now, you can believe it or not, I don't know what the future will bring. I mean, we know for the moment that the currencies are not at the level we had assumed in January, so we are worse. Look at the euro to dollar, we are almost 139. In January, when we took our assumption for the year, we were at 136. And that is also true for some other currencies. So far, we have not even completely held the level of January, but currencies are a little bit worse than we assumed. But
yeah, but
I don't have a crystal ball to tell you what it will be in end of the year.
No, but as far as I can see, your outlook has changed in this sense that you say now that the negative impact of 70 million euros is in January, where in a previous statement you said it was for the full year, or not?
No. We say exactly the same.
What
we say is basically assuming the January exchange rates, and we took the same assumption now as average for the year.
Okay, so the 70 million impact will be for the full year.
Yes. And we target to compensate for it at least.
Okay, clear. Thank you.
Next question, Mr. Andrew Noel on behalf of Bloomberg. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Rolf. It's Andrew. Thanks for taking my questions. I'm just the first one is about the restructuring we've seen announced at BASF in their nutrition portfolio, and there's a move there to move out of the lower grade omega-3 towards the pharma grade. Do you foresee any similar actions at DSM?
Well, I cannot comment on BASF in detail, but obviously BASF acquired companies in the higher pharma grade, and we are not in pharma. So that is different positions in the omega-3 market. We are in the lower and medium grade for omega-3s and not in pharma grade, and BASF focuses on pharma, which is what they chose to do. So we basically are in different markets there.
Mm. But I guess there were some lower grade plants that they're phasing out. So I guess I was just asking whether the lower grade plants that you have, you may upgrade or switch to higher purity.
But there is a market for all these grades, and we serve certain markets, and BASF chooses to serve different markets.
Yeah, there's still no. I think I've asked you this before, but there's still no desire to or effort by you to get into pharma at all. Is it just too big a step?
Why should we? I mean, we are in much larger markets at the moment, and so far we have not made any attempt to go into pharma grade, which is a much smaller market, but higher purity, but also very different technology, much more expensive.
Right. Could you give me a little bit of color about, you mentioned the slight improvement in nutrition, and you know, in the fourth quarter, as I understand it, we saw some reports that questioned the benefits of, you know, omega-3 and some other nutritional supplements, and that caused a dramatic drop from your customers, you know, in the food and beverage. Is the slight improvement? I mean, I don't get the sense that the pickup is at the same pace that it dropped off at, right? Correct.
Yeah, let me first talk about what it really was. It was about the dietary supplements market in the U.S., so not the general food and beverage market. There we have some lack of big growth as people expected, but put that aside. In the dietary supplements markets, we had a couple of stories which were not helpful. Then later, beginning this year, we had, as we all remember, an extremely strong winter in the United States for a couple of months, even going very far south in the U.S., and that also didn't help the business. So overall, this was what hurt it. What we see at the moment is that the markets based on market share data have stabilized. So that's why we say in our results report that it seems that we have seen now the peak of the headwinds, so the worst in Q1.
Right. And so I always puzzle about the sort of the weather thing, because I always see dietary supplements on the shelves of supermarkets, and so if someone could get to a supermarket, you think they could get to the aisle with the dietary supplements in, you see what I mean?
That's what we hear from the U.S. I mean, obviously you cannot analyze the volume development split it in what is now winter related and what is related to these publications. This of course is not possible. But of course, I mean, if you look at the winter, I mean, I luckily was not in the U.S. in that period, but opening hours are reduced of shops. Shops cannot get the material because trucks cannot drive on the highways and stuff. I mean, the supply chains are just more difficult, and for that reason, it has an impact. But can I quantify it? No.
Right. Okay. And so the slight improvement goes to, you know, you're seeing a little bit of restocking. The manufacturers are sort of cautiously starting to feed. I mean, they haven't written the supplements out of their formulas. Obviously, they just cancelled the orders that were there.
Oh, but also as I said, I mean, the volumes have stabilized now, so that's why we say that we seem to have seen the peak of the headwinds, or let me say it differently, that we might have seen the worst by now, and look forward to improving quarters in the rest of the year.
Right. Yeah, you think it will come back? I mean, you know, people will overlook those unhelpful reports that came out
They have been there in the past, and there are also reports which are very positive on very good health benefits on various ingredients, and these things come and go. The only thing I can tell you for sure by now, the winter is behind us.
Right, yeah. I've got a couple more, but I'll let somebody else come in. Thanks very much.
Question, Mr. Jeroen Koot, on behalf of Financieel Dagblad. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. I have a follow-up question about the market condition in nutrition. I was wondering what the reason is that that you see improvements in market condition, and at the same time that there is higher competition. What sort of products that cause a 2% of price decrease?
Well, I mean, first of all, let me say again that this is price and mix. I'm not sure whether you refer now to total nutrition. I assume so at the moment that this is the 2% you refer to.
Yes.
Yeah, there you have, of course, lots of mix effects. You have also price effects. We are clear that especially the vitamin E price, as we also said earlier, last year already continued to decline. We made a price increase announcement in November, but that takes time to implement. What we see now, and you find that in our presentation to investors, which is also on the website, so not in the report directly, we see that the spot prices on vitamin E in the last couple of weeks have increased, which is a good leading indicator that there might be a good chance that we can also implement our price increase in the coming period.
Okay.
Especially compared to a year ago, prices, especially in vitamin E, but also in some other materials, are lower.
All right. So that is vitamin E mainly, or other products where you see this?
Vitamin E is just one of the biggest, so that's why we usually talk about this one. But we have hundreds or thousands of ingredients, so... But this is one of the biggest, single biggest one.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you can still press star 1. For additional questions, star 1. Mr. Andrew Noel again, Bloomberg. Please go ahead, Mr. Noel.
Hi, thanks again. So I know you won't talk about this, maybe the state of negotiations in caprolactam, but
right.
Is it a project that you are committed to, and do you feel more optimistic than you were perhaps 3 months ago?
I think the first half sentence was correct. Bruno's comment.
right. I mean, what about M&A in general? Because I think in the past you've said, you know, perhaps 500, you know, up to 500 million euros, and you know, is there? What about how, in terms of now and how you felt sort of 6 months ago, is there any change in your approach in terms of, you know, if there are any projects coming along the pipeline that are, you know, gaining traction and valuations, or, you know, where you see those?
Well, again, on that specific question, I will not reply, but I can give you the general answer, still the same, unchanged from 6 months ago and even 12 months ago, and that for the time being, we are not looking at larger acquisitions at all. We want to focus the organization on operational excellence and implementing all the acquisitions, the integrations, the synergies, which we did in the last couple of years. So no large acquisitions for the time being. Of course, we can always do smaller ones, and we confirmed a rumor a couple of weeks ago that we are in negotiations with a Chinese company in vitamins, but this is a relatively small one. So no large acquisitions planned for the time being. Focus on the operational excellence in the company, integrating acquisition synergy delivery, and growing the business in the whole company in both nutrition and materials.
Great. And just now, did I hear you say that you're optimistic that prices will improve in human nutrition?
We made a couple of price increases announcements, vitamin E, vitamin A, and a couple of smaller ones. And we are pushing now for implementation. On the previous question, I said the spot price indication on Feed Info, which is public available data, on vitamin E and A, for example, are up, A even significantly. This is a good leading indicator. We have contracts, of course, so it takes time to implement these price increases. I should also say, is, of course, mainly animal nutrition. Roughly 80% of vitamin E goes to animal, only 20% to human. And human nutrition also has typically full-year 12-month contracts. So we talk mainly on pushing short-term on the animal nutrition side to get the prices up. In human nutrition, we have usually higher value products anyway and longer contract periods.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Any further questions, you can still press star 1. Star 1 for any further questions.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Mrs. Schwab, there are no more questions. Please continue.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Then let me just close the call. We want to, as I discussed on the last question, we want to really continue to focus the company on the operational performance of the business, no further large acquisitions for the time being. We, of course, implement in the final steps our profit improvement program. We continue to protect profitability and also improve our cash flow. And therefore, we also confirmed our outlook today. Also, we see, of course, currencies not being helpful. Current exchange rates are worse than our basic average assumption for the year. But that's where I want to close the call, and thank you very much for participating.
This concludes the DSM Q1 conference call. Thank you for attending. You can disconnect your line now. Have a nice day.